John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network, Pacific Watch with Jeff Bliss. The migrant story, the tragedy along the border. More and more of this is aiming at California. California is welcoming to the migrants, especially the unaccompanied children. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The three or four centers now that you've identified, San Diego, Long Beach, Camp Roberts, and Pomona. Long Beach now looks to be the center of major activity. There was a demonstration in these last days in Long Beach, downtown Long Beach. Why? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. When they first decided they were going to, or they were thinking about opening the convention center to the refugees, the emigres, they said, you know, they had a number of people show up and protest against it, and they thought it was being rushed through too quickly. This protest yesterday instead were people there demonstrating for the children, on their children's behalf. They said they wanted to pressure City Hall to guarantee transparency and humane treatment for children there. So it was a totally different kind of demonstration. It had a bigger attendance than the first one. But it is interesting because it moved from being something that was tentative to something that seemingly everybody in Long Beach was embracing to now where people are jumping on it saying, okay, we need to get our voices heard about this and get our piece of the pie in some cases.
In other words, Long Beach is not saying, not in my backyard. They're saying the opposite. They want these young people, the unaccompanied children in Long Beach, and they want them taken care of properly. Is that how to regard this?
Absolutely. There are a number of educational institutions, social worker groups, non-governmental organizations that really welcome this. They advise on a lot of other programs. This is the kind of thing they live for. So for them, they were behind it from the very beginning, even before it was announced to the public. They were lobbying for this, and they're very excited that it's come to Long Beach.
Well, Mayor Robert Garcia is prominently mentioned in the Long Beach Post. What is his position in this?
Oh, he's all for this. Robert Garcia, who's been an up-and-coming guy in the Democratic Party, particularly in California, but even nationally, has been pushing for more things to incorporate undocumented workers, sanctuary city-type issues. He's really been pushing for this throughout his time as mayor. And he's really, I got to say, he's beloved in Long Beach. He's a graduate there of Cal State Long Beach. He's got his doctorate. He's a sharp guy, and he really knows how to work with the different groups in the city, and that's why he was able to help get this in so quickly. They said this was known, it was coming down the pipe for about, you know, a week or so ahead of time, and he was the one greasing the skids the whole way. He really made it happen. It was, you know, you got to hand it to him, whether you agree with him or not, he knew how to work the system.
Jeff, I've seen a photograph of the Long Beach Convention Center, and it has a very nice website attached to it. It doesn't look like a hotel. Have they got hotel facilities inside? Is that where the children are going to stay?
No, they don't have hotel facilities inside. There are hotels nearby, but I haven't heard about them being used to house the immigrants. Doesn't mean they won't. I just haven't heard of that yet. But there's plenty of space there, just as there is at the San Diego Convention Center, where they're able to space out cots and have areas for meals, and, you know, they have these big halls, these banquet halls or conference rooms. There's plenty of space for, you know, several thousand people there. So they'll be able to put down, you know, temporary bedding, housing, whatever you want to call it, and still have plenty of room left over for more if they need it.
The Hill reports that the Biden administration is ending funding for the border wall. This has to do with fiscal 2022. All funding for the border wall. This is at odds with the statement by the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mr. Mayorkas, that they were going to fill in gaps. Do these stories fit together, or is this remain to be seen?
I think it remains to be seen. There seems to be some, you know, dissonance there, some real dissonance about who's saying what, who's doing what. It's obvious that the border wall has kind of come to a slow or at least halted. People were wondering if it was going to be temporary or they're going to fix some of these holes. But something tells me that what the secretary was telling his people was the truth. Yes, we've got these holes that need to be plugged, but the response from the Biden administration about the budget was bowing to the part of the party that says, you know, no borders, no ICE, no, you know, no customs border protection. Let them all come on in. So, you know, so you're seeing American Civil Liberties Union, Sierra Club, other folks coming in and saying, you know, we're backing no budget for this cause.
Tijuana, We reported over these last days that people from Texas are being flown to San Diego and then turned back from the United States across the border into Tijuana. Some of them arriving in Tijuana without shoelaces because those are taken from them when they're first detained by the border authorities in Texas and elsewhere. But now you send a story from yourcentralvalley.com that the asylum seekers in Tijuana are seeking COVID-19 vaccine. Is there vaccination underway? Do we know?
There may be some semblance of at least some part of a vaccination program going on, but the fact remains that a large number of people are going untested and unvaccinated. And the people that are coming in, some of them actually have been running from the COVID situation in their home countries. But even all of Latin America, I would say, is very aware of the virus. They've been taught about it. They've heard about it on their journeys. And when they get here and all of a sudden they're put in these very cramped conditions, you know, like we've seen with refugee camps, 1,000 other places, 1,000 other times, they're stacked on top of each other. And they are scared because they know, especially the older ones, they're more susceptible to this, especially if they're in that type of situation.
Yes, it says the campsite in Tijuana has grown to more than 1,000 people. I've seen photographs. It's much larger than that. Now, Senator Harris, now Vice President Harris, again and again, it's mentioned that she was tasked with the border story, but then again, it was qualified by the White House to say she's tasked with dealing with the Northern Triangle. Jeff, about the news in California, is there mention of Vice President Harris coming to California, going to San Diego? Anyone seeking her attention?
The pro-Harris people are not saying a word about it. But the people that are truly concerned about the border situation are saying, where's the leadership on this? We're not even having any press conferences. How come we're not hearing from the White House? We know that there's a person who has been tasked to do this, but what's the plan? What is she saying about it? And they're hearing nothing. All they hear is that, you know, she's pursuing diplomatic she's using diplomatic channels to deal with the situation, but nobody knows what that means and nobody knows what the goals are here. That's probably one of the biggest things about this crisis is there's no goal other than, you know, just moving people along and processing them. There's no goal about how many people can come in, what we're going to do to stem the tide, how do we take care of the situation in their home countries. It's just about, you know, how do we move them through the process.
The GOP sent several CODELs to the border, particularly Texas, and Jeff and I have reported on them, led by Steve Scalise, where there's a vivid video behind the congressman of people coming through the bush and waves coming across and being immediately detained, actually rushing towards border authorities to be detained and transported, some of them to San Diego on to Tijuana. But New Mexico, this is a new item to me. This is from KOLD News, Santa Fe, New Mexico. They've turned to hotels. What are they doing, Jeff?
What they're going to do is they're going to put immigrants in hotels ostensibly for maybe 72 hours, but their fear is it'll be much longer. This is actually taking place or starting to take place all along the southern border where officials are starting to reach out. It's a part of a multi-million dollar program to house immigrants in border area hotels until they can be processed, or that's where we'll put them, and then they're on their own.
It makes sense to me. Final detail about New Mexico. The governor is asking for help, asking for National Guard. Is anybody asking for the National Guard in California?
We're not hearing that in California, and I don't think we've been hearing that in Arizona. We've certainly heard that in Texas, that they need help, that they could use some troops. But we're not hearing that in California. And my feeling is we probably won't, because there was a lot of resistance from the Democratic Party here in California when Trump wanted to do that at the border. But we're not seeing that now.
Jeff Bliss, his Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.